First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, therefore I exhort, first of all, not last, not as part of stuff, or during prayer times, or it might be a good idea, I exhort first of all, priority. Did you know that God has priorities? Priorities in prayer. God has ranking orders of certain things. And if you want to align yourself with the kingdom, with God's authority, then you do it God's way. Not your way. First of all, he says, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Not Auntie Jeannie Soto, not your neighbour's lumbago, or your friend's problem. First of all, in prayer. I will get round to praying for all men in the nation. No. You need to be doing it God's way. First of all, priority. Prayer be made for all men or all people. And this is important to say this. Prayer must be made for all people. For all men. Why? Because God wants you to have a vision beyond us four and no more. You know, beyond your community, beyond your street, beyond your family, beyond your own sphere of influence. God wants you to pick up the big picture, the global vision. And of course, in accordance with the Abrahamic covenant, where God says, Abraham be a blessing to every nation on earth, and Abraham be a blessing to every family on earth. So the Abrahamic covenant is factored into your prayer life. And that you're reaching all people. Isn't that good? And your prayers are supposed to be reaching all people. God wants to touch all men through your prayers. And of course, if there's a collective prayer going up from every saint praying for all men, then that brings about the purpose of God for the blessing of Abraham to touch every family enough, every nation enough, which simply means every person enough. So get in line with God's program and make that your priority in prayer. Now, if you've got an urgent prayer to throw up about something, that's fine. But make it, he's saying here, first of all, in other words, make it your priority to pray in line with God's purpose. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God has all men on his mind. God has multitudes on his mind. Not just that little bit of the world, little corner where you are. No. All men. Then he says, for kings and all who are in authority. So, he's saying here that you can reach all men through kings and leaders. Leaders are the gatekeepers to people. And if you win the gatekeeper, you win the people. Remember that principle. That we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, I love preaching this, teaching on it. I love getting into this, but I don't want to do that too much today. I've already started, so I'm going to quit right there and say this to you. We're talking Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And it's great to have somebody in number 10 who's positive. Boris's opening statements as Prime Minister. I know a lot of leaders have picked up on this in the church. The positivity. See, good leaders cast vision. They spread positivity and they implement a plan. That, these things are important. Well, that's exactly what Boris Johnson has come with, these things. Now, I'm not being political here. This is not an advert for the Conservative Party. It's not even necessarily an advert for Boris Johnson, because it doesn't matter what we think about Boris Johnson, the man, the person. We're dealing with Boris Johnson, the leader. Now, you say, well, the man and the person, that's important, and it is. But I believe what God is saying to us is that we pray for the person in office. We pray the best for them. We pray strength into them. We pray that they'll obey God. We pray that they'll be a good leader. We pray that they'll succeed insofar as they want to implement policies that are not against God's word. You know, there are leaders that I don't like. there are leaders you don't like, and if one of them is Boris Johnson, well, this applies to you. But it applies to us across the board with every leader as Christians. Pray for them. You know, you can pray that God will remove the wicked and replace them with the godly, and you can pray that God will remove a specific ruler if you really want to. But you don't really get to pray that prayer unless you've prayed through improve or remove. Improve or remove simply means, Father, help this person, this man, this woman, to get in line with what you want to do, with your will, your purpose, and if they don't, remove them. So you give them that chance. Amen. I think we ought to give Boris Johnson the chance. And I believe that the previous Prime Minister was not a good leader. And I believe that in terms of Brexit, she failed her responsibility. But you know, we don't dwell on the past, and we don't. Our job isn't to vilify leaders. We can criticise them, I believe that. We're entitled to. God would not have given us authority in prayer to overturn despotic rule, or incompetent rule, or corrupt rule from leaders, and I believe he's given us that. Because Jesus, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, is the governor, or the boss, if you want to call it that, of all the rulers of the earth. So if you don't like your prime minister, your president, your national leader, or national leaders, you don't like them, and you want to tell them you need to change, you don't have their private number. They don't want you to have that. But you've got the authority, the right, the privilege, and the responsibility to get into the throne room and speak to the boss and say, I'm not happy, because they're not fulfilling their responsibility to what's right. And you can pray there that God will remove them. But you know, you're not going to just walk in and pray that based on personal whim. So it's so important. So if you don't like Boris Johnson, and this is about Boris Johnson in the sense that we're addressing him coming to the premiership, but it is about a greater principle, which is that we have a responsibility to pray for rulers. Now, some people have tried to conflate that with that prayer is support for those rulers. Well, it is. It's prayer support. But it's not a complete endorsement. Well, I pray for that guy, I pray for that woman, so therefore I totally agree with them, with all the policies. No. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this. And notice here that the result of praying for those who are in authority is that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. The kind of society you want to live in, the kind of Britain that you want to live in, is available to you. You can get it back. Because we all remember the good old days when things were much less complicated, less stressful, life is more peaceful. Well, we can get it back, but we can go beyond just getting it back and have a peaceful Britain. How do we do that? By praying for the Queen, praying for her ministers, those who are in authority, those who are national leaders. And you know, that's the one thing that I go to prayer meetings and you never hear that in some prayer meetings. You pray for everything except that. But this is, first of all, priority. This is God's priority. If you're not praying in line with how God says to pray, how do you expect God's results? And he says it's good and acceptable. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, revival is down that road. Revival by praying for rulers. By praying for Boris Johnson. Let me just be blunt. You pray for Boris Johnson, you'll get a more peaceful Britain. You pray for Boris Johnson, you will create a revival atmosphere. Or God is a liar. And God is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. Until we try it God's way, then we can't, you know, we're just banging our heads against the wall. And that's important to remember this. This is God's recipe, God's formula, God's prescription for national remedy of national ills. And Britain is a sick country today in many ways, a broken country, a divided country, a country riven by hatred and strife. But it can all be cured by praying for all men, praying for the Queen, the monarch, And remember this about our monarchy. Our monarchs are anointed to rule. All the politicians are elected. Okay? But we have a kingdom here in Britain. And that's so important to emphasise, because a lot of places don't. You know, and you can still pray for presidents and prime ministers and countries that don't have a kingdom, but I think we're blessed in Britain to have a kingdom, because Jesus is the king, isn't he? God's system of governance is kingdom. Thy kingdom come, not thy democracy come, not thy republic come, not, you know, some other form of government, thy kingdom come. So I believe we're blessed in Britain to have the throne. And just to remind you that our monarchs are coronated, crowned upon the Stone of Destiny. And of course, the Stone of Destiny is believed to be Jacob's Pillar or Jacob's Pillow Stone. And that's all exciting stuff too. But the important thing today is that we're talking about this new Prime Minister and this great principle that if we pray for our Prime Minister, pray for those who are in authority, lift them up before the Lord and beseech God. You know, you can, I believe this, you can change the most unlikely person. Remember back in Old Testament times, Manasseh, King of Judah, probably the worst king, unthinkably evil. But it's recorded that Manasseh in his last days humbled himself, his heart grew soft before the Lord, and he became a humble man, and God responded to that, so that his last days were different. That's a wonderful story. So you don't like Boris Johnson? Well, and you think he's a fool, you think that he's corrupt, or whatever it is, okay, that's fine, that's okay. But remember this, our duty, our responsibility is to pray for the man. And I believe, I personally believe that God has raised him up. I'm going to share this very briefly with you. Back in January, I was speaking to the Lord about who the next Prime Minister would be, and he said clearly to me, Boris Johnson. And he said, my servant Johnson. So what that means to me is that God has handpicked this man to do something. And I believe that he'll do it if we pray. God will do it, and Boris Johnson will do what he's called to do. But we need to support the man in prayer, okay? And I also understand this, is that national leaders is not always about, oh, you know, picking someone to be a pastor and he has to be morally, you know, clean and all that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about God's servants when it comes to national leadership roles. Are just simply people that God says, I'm going to use this person to fulfill my purpose. So they don't have to qualify for ministerial office the way that pastors and so on do. But they do have to be men or women that God has raised up and called to do a specific purpose, just like he did with Churchill and others in the past. So let's pray for Boris. Let's get behind him. His opening statements have been wonderful. And I've even heard already Christian leaders take points from them because it's a positive message. We need positivity. And you know, listen to this, if we have such cynicism among people that they will reject a positive message from politicians, then that doesn't bode well for the gospel, does it? Because our message is the most positive message of all, but it is also the most terrible message of all, in that if you respond to God's call and turn your heart to him, blessing will ensue. But if you don't, then it will not bode well. Okay? It will be woe. It will be something you don't want to see. And just let me just say this, because my attention was drawn to this by the Lord. The word cynic or cynicism comes from, derived from the Greek word for dog. Okay, so cynics are dogs. Beware dogs, the Bible says. And we could say, beware cynics. Cynics will shred your faith. And we don't want that. We need to be people of faith. We need to be people of positive faith, positivity. It's not positive thinking. Positive thinking is a diluted form in many ways of faith. Faith is confidence. Faith, the Bible tells us, is the victory that overcomes the world. Do you want to be a world overcomer? Then believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Simple as that. You're not a Christian yet, then just say this right now. I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and I receive him as Lord and Saviour. And if you are a Christian, remind yourself, you are a person that has victory hardwired into your DNA. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. So every Christian is a world overcomer. And that is why, if Christians, we pray for our rulers and our leaders, then we will overcome the tendency, the proclivity in the world for decline and negativity and darkness and despair. We will overcome that, and we will be people who are true patriots. A patriot, a true patriot, is not someone who sings jingoistic songs and waves flags and asserts their superiority over other peoples and nations. A true patriot is somebody who seeks the will of God for his or her nation. Be a true patriot today. Pray for our rulers. Pray for Boris Johnson. And if you don't like him, pray even more fervently. Double up. And pray more than those who do like him. Because the peace of our nation, revival in the land, and the will and purpose of God and the kingdom of God coming to our nation and transforming our culture and society and the seven mountains of culture, all of that, it all depends on your prayers for all men, and specifically for those who lead us nationally. Be blessed, folks, and remember, keep praying.